Merci, Gloria. I'll answer in English for the first question on from Sri Lanka. I think it's a very relevant question you've raised, and thank you for raising it. There's no philosophical issue behind that. I've been using the term political all these days in contrast with a legal issue. I mean, when it's a legal issue, it's coming from the judiciary or para-judiciary. It's something which is developed according directly to the law. So it's a very technically, I mean, basically this difference here for me is purely technical. And when I say political, I mean it's done in a place where you're debating global policy issues and you don't draw what you're saying only from the law. You might have other considerations. And these other considerations sometimes might be heavier than the legal considerations. When, of course, these type of considerations are not supposed to have a lot of weight when it comes from a legal or paralegal body. So it's only that difference. For the rest, you're right when you talk about what is political, but you know better your own context. So here I'm only doing a technical distinction, but of course you know better your own context and you know how you have to use the different words. And if you should not use the word political, you don't use it. But what is important for you is to understand who is saying what and what is behind that. So if a state is doing a recommendation to your state, to Sri Lanka, it's a political formulation. Even if it's on a legal ground, it remains, let's say Switzerland makes a recommendation to Sri Lanka in the UPR, it remains an issue between Switzerland and Sri Lanka. Now, when a special rapporteur does it, it's on the basis of the law only, and not for, I don't know, trade issues that wouldn't be considered too or whatever. The special rapporteur is supposed to focus only on the legal issues in his mandate. So that's where is the difference. Afterwards, of course, politics differs a lot from a country to another. Sometimes it can be very positive, sometimes it can be felt very negatively. You know better your own context and you know how to use the words. And just because I'm in English, I'll say in English, a quick comment on what Gloria said. Thank you, Gloria, for your comment. And I think just it shows that between the two cycles, Mexico as such has become much more an issue for UN bodies. That's what has happened between the two UPR reviews. And when you're saying there's a better knowledge about Mexico, it is true there's a better knowledge because special procedures went to Mexico, because debates on Mexico started to be much bigger than before. And I think Mexico was much more, before the first UPR, under the radar screen. And now it's more on the radar screen within the UN. Unfortunately, I don't think it's for very good reasons. So that's the bad news about it. The good news is that the UN is looking at it a bit more seriously. So I fully agree with you. Thank you very much for that. Once again, okay. Thank you very much to all of you.